农民中打开书第三章，Chapter 3, verse 10, 第十节 That I may know him and the power of his power, becoming conformed unto his death.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
And then in the Ephesian letter, chapter 1, and from verse 18,
以弗所书一章十八节
Having the eyes of your heart and life, that ye may know what is the hopeOf his calling, what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what the exceeding grace of his power to us toward who believe, according to that working of the strength of his might, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead, and made him to sit at his right hand in the heavenly places.Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come.
十八节，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何人指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道。他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了。
And he put all things in subjection under his feet, and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And you did he make alive when ye were dead through your trespasses.
又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。二章第一节，你们死在过犯的罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。
And lastly, in the Colossian letter, chapter 1, from verse 24,
哥罗西书一章二十四节。
Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake.Fill up on my heart that which is lacking of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church, whereof I was made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which was given me to you ward to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which has been hid for ages and generations, but now hath it been manifested to the saints.To whom God was pleased to make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we proclaim, admonishing every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ.Whereunto I labor also striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily.
现在我为你们受苦到觉欢乐，并且为基督的身体，就是为教会，要在我肉身上补满基督患难的缺欠。我照神为你们所赐给我的职分，做了教会的执事。 要把神的道理传得全备，这道理就是历世历代所隐藏的奥秘，但如今向他的圣才显明了，神愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是在基督，就是基督在我们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人，教导个人，要把个人在基督里完完全全地引到神面前。我也为此劳苦，照着他在我里面运用的大能尽心竭力。
That's the word of God.
我们一起祷告。
Beloved Lord, how we praise you that when you bring us together, you make provision for us.
亲爱的主，我们何等的感谢你，当你召聚我们在一起的时候，你为我们预备一切我们所需要的。
You do not leave us, Lord, to our own energy and to our own talents or whatever.
你并没有叫我们依靠我们自己的能力，我们自己的聪明。
But you provide for us everything necessary for the fulfillment of your purpose in bringing us together.
我要达成你自己的旨意，你为我们预备了一切我们所需要的。
Dear Lord, we want to appropriate by faith that anointing for the season.
我们真是靠着信心来支取今天晚上你为我们预备圣膏油。
For the speaking of your word, for the translating of your word, and for the hearing of your word.
这个膏油乃是为着传讲你话语、翻译你话语，还有聆听你话语所有人预备。
Lord, fill this time with yourself.
主啊，求你把整个这段时间用你自己来充满。
And we shall give you all the praise and all the glory.
我们把一切的赞美、一切的荣耀都归于你。
For we ask this in the name of our Messiah, the Lord Jesus.
我们乃是奉到耶稣基督的尊名祈求。
I think you know that my responsibility in these times.It's amazing to me when you come to my lifetime anyway to speak so soon is knowing the Master.
今天晚上是我所责任里头的最后一堂，我的责任乃是讲到认识我们的主人。
Knowing the Master. The verse I want to speak from this evening is in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 10.
今天晚上我要用的经节的主要重点是在希伯来腓立比书三章十节。
That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering.Becoming conformed to his death.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
Here is the Apostle Paul, a marvelous example of service near the end of his earthly course.
保罗在讲这句话的时候。是这位神的仆人来到他一生的终点
near to the completion of his race
他整个在场上赛跑来到了他将近的终点
near to the fulfillment of the ministry given to him by the Lord Jesus
他的主托付他的职事他现在将要完成
And he says, I count all things but loss that I may know him.
不但如此，我将万事当作有损的，因为我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。
His testimony contained in this third chapter of the Philippians is perhaps.One of the most remarkable testimonies in the whole Word of God.
刚刚我们念的这段保罗的见证，可以说是在整本圣经里面最重要的、最美好的见证。
He Paul is filled with a passion.
保罗被这他整个的感觉充满。
From the world's point of view, we could say obsessed.
他好像被一样事情整个的人着迷了。
And it is not his reward.
不是为他的奖赏着迷。
First of all, it is that he might know his master.
他告诉我们最重要他要达到的就是认识他的主人。
I think that is amazing.
这是何等的惊奇。
For as I said a few times ago, he had already been used by the Lord to give us so much when he wrote this testimony.
我上次说过，当他写这一本书的时候，他已经写了不知道多少本的圣经书卷。
If there was someone who really we could say knew his master, it was.The Apostle Paul.
如果我们说有任何的人认识基督的话，没有第二个，就是使徒保罗。
Yet instead of being big-headed,
他没有使他把自己变成一个大的脑袋人。
Instead of being arrogant,
或者一个夸口的人。
Instead of giving the impression, I know it all,
或者给人有一个印象，我已经都知道。
I've seen the Lord.
我亲眼见过。
I've been called up to the third heaven.
我被带到第三层天上。
I've heard things which are not lawful to talk about.
我听到不是我可以诉说的言语。
I have been given revelation after revelation after revelation.
哦，神给我一个接一个的印象。
Instead, it seems as if his very knowing of the Lord has inflamed him with a passion.To know the Lord even more.
反而他倒是因着这样的认识，使他有一个感觉，好像着了火一样，他要求神让他更认识他所认识的基督。
This is always so.
这应该一直是如此。
Every servant of the Lord that I have known, who has been filled with the life of the Lord Jesus.
在我一生中我所认识过的神的仆人几乎每一个都是有相同的反应。
So that when you are with them, you touch the Lord.
你注意在他们身上他们好像能够摸到这位主。
Every one of such servants I have known has been consumed with the same path to know the Lord.
每一个我看到的真正认识主的人他们都是有这样的激情要更认识主。
And if all that is past is but the prelude to much more.
好像那些人一生过去所经历过认识的主只不过是他对认识主来讲是一个刚刚的起步而已。
And if there is an endless ocean to be explored in the Lord Jesus.
在他们身上你都感觉到好像认为认识耶稣是一个无止境的洋海那么样的丰富
Heaven's fullness to be found
有这么多的 宝藏要来一个一个的发现
Unsearchable riches to be experienced
有那个超脱的丰富要我们去经历它
For the Apostle Paul was always summed up in one little statement also in this Philippians letter
整个这样的一个心智，保罗把他用很简单的话在腓立比书里面告诉我们
：For me to live is Christ.
对我而言，活着就是基督
，and to die is gain.
死了也有益处。
In other words,
换而言之
，He would say, my whole life is an experience of the Lord Jesus.
我整个的一生乃是来经历耶稣基督
，and to die is to experience all，
甚至连死都是来经历更多的主。
For the Apostle Paul, everything was centered in the Lord Jesus.
对保罗来讲，无论任何的事情都是以基督为中心的。
Salvation is not a thing.
救恩不是一件事。
It is a person.
是一个人物。
It is experiencing the saving power of the Savior.
乃是来经历这一位救主的能力。
For him, the eternal purpose of God is not some system, some ideology.
这个认识神永远旨意的这件事情不是一个理想，一个主义的问题。
But it all centered in and focused upon the Lord Jesus.
这个神永远的旨意乃是焦点在于一位。
That eternal purpose is to be found in the Lord Jesus and will be fulfilled through the Lord Jesus.
所以永远的旨意要在他儿子耶稣基督里面来找到，而且借着他来完成。
He saw divine inheritance as being centered in the Lord Jesus.
他把那个神要赐给我们的产业解释给我们听，是主自己。
He spoke of the Lord Jesus of being joint heirs with the Lord Jesus.
我们每一个蒙恩的人都要与他一同来承受这个丰富的产业。
The Lord Jesus will inherit all things.
这位主耶稣乃是承受父一切丰富的人。
And the child of God will inherit it with him.
所有神的儿女都要与这位主一同来承受这个丰富。
He did not see the church as some ancient tradition.
在他的认识中，教会不是一个从古传下来的一个遗传，
而是 some institution
或者一个组织
，some mere organization，
或者是一个人的一个机构。
Not even a religious movement.
也不是一个宗教的运动。
He saw the church as the body of the Lord Jesus.
他看见的教会乃是基督的身体。
Now, for most Christians, this term body, the church which is his body, it just goes in one ear and out the other.
对于大部分的基督徒来讲，每次提到教会是基督的身体。只不过是从这个耳朵进来，从那个耳朵出去。
If I ask you, well, who is the head of the body?
如果我问你谁是这个身体的头
，Most Christians will immediately say the Lord Jesus.
每个人基督徒都要很快的反应，就是主耶稣。
But they think of him as a head of a government, or a head of a hospital, or the head of a school, or the head of some business organization.
但是我们用这个词汇的时候，我们的观念里，我认为就好像是一个国家的领袖，或者一个学校的校长，等等等等。
Why does the Holy Spirit use the term body?
为什么圣灵用这个身体这个词呢
？Because you have never seen a living headless body.
因为你从来没有看到一个活生生但是没有头的身体。
And you've never seen a living bodyless head.
同样你也从来没有看过一个活的头却没有身体。
That head and the body are a living organism.
这个头与身体乃是一个活的有机体。
For the Apostle Paul, the church was supremely in the Christ.
这个整个的头与身体乃是藏在基督里
面。It was the expression of Christ.
乃是来发表这位基督。
He took us as members of Christ and members one of another.
讲到我们的时候，我们是这个身体上的肢体，也是互相来做肢体。
Well, I'm not going to talk about this this evening. All I want to do is to point out to you that Paul saw everything as in the Lord Jesus.
对保罗来讲，一切的事物都是在基督里。
He saw the Christian life as the life of Christ in a believer.
他看到每一个基督徒的生一生都是 基督的一个部分。
It comes as a great shock to many young Christians when they discover that the term Christian life is not in the Bible.
对许多青年基督徒来讲，他会很吃惊。然后基督徒生活这个词汇在圣经里面找不到。
If you don't believe me, start right at Matthew and go right through the New Testament to the last verse of Revelation, and I guarantee you will not find the phrase the Christian life.
我敢保证，你今天晚上回去从马太福音一直找到启示录，你找不到这个词。基督徒生命和基督徒生活
，not one，
你听不懂。
That means you might say, you might ask me, does that mean there is no Christian life?
什么意思？就是说没有基督徒生命这件事情吗
？Based on all the books that have been written on the subject，
想想看，今天在基督教副刊上这样的书这么多
，all the conferences that have the Christian life as a theme。
有许多的基督徒的这个退休会啊，它的主题就是基督徒。
All the sermons that have been preached on the Christian life，
有很多的信息也是以这个为题目的。
Yet the phrase is not found in the New Testament，
但是新约里面却找不到这个词汇。
Instead you have eternal life，
但是你却找得到永生。
And this life is in God's Son。
这个永生乃是在基督里。
And as John says, He that has the Son has the life.
约翰福音告诉我们，有基督的就有永生。
And He that has not the Son of God has not the life.
没有神的儿子就没有永生。
It's amazing when you begin to see it.
当我们看见这件事情的时候，
Everywhere you look，
你到处去找都是这样。
Paul even sees this truth.As finally in Christ.
保罗甚至看到以色列的未来也是在基督里。
That's what he says in Romans chapter 11.
你可以在罗马十一章找到这个真理。
In the end, the Messiah.
到最后的事物结局的时候，你可以在基督里找到这个
真理。Saved with the same salvation that you've been saved.
他们被拯救的救恩跟你我被拯救的救恩是一模一样
的。
他们里面所有的圣灵跟我们所有的圣灵是一样
的。So you see, from the Apostle Paul, to know Christ more and more means that he can render service more and more.
对保罗来讲，对他的主人认识的更多更深的意义，乃是让他这个做仆人的可以服侍这个主人，服侍的更好更有益处。
Well, I want to look at this wonderful little phrase a little more closely. First, I want to talk about knowing the Master, knowing the Lord.In the power of his resurrection.
下面我就把这些圣经更仔细的一样一样来讲。第一个点，我就要说到晓得他复活的大能。
Then I want to talk about knowing the Master, knowing the Lord in the fellowship of his suffering.
第二个我要讲的重点就是第二句话，晓得和他一同受苦。
And thirdly, I want to speak about knowing.The Master, knowing the Lord, in the coming conformed to his death.
第三个点就是这节圣经的最后一句，说到就认识他，效法他的死。
Now I do hope you will stay awake.
我希望你们还醒的。
We are now in the third day. It's the third day of this conference. And I don't know how many meetings we've had.
我也记不清楚我们一共有几堂会了。
But I always find that morning and evening meetings are at least a little easier than afternoon meetings when nearly everybody goes to sleep.
我觉得早晨与晚上的聚会比下午的聚会都好过瘾，下午都睡着了。
So let us consider this matter a little more.
让我们对这节圣经有更深一层的交通。
that I may know him and the power of his resurrection.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能。
If will you notice carefully that the apostle does not say, as he could have said, that I may know him and the power of his life.
保罗并没有这样说，使我认识基督，晓得他生命的大能。
That would be correct.
这句话也是对的。
He didn't say that.
但是保罗不是这样讲的。
He said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection.
他乃是说晓得他复活的大能。
Of course, it's resurrection life.
是这个复活的生命。
But the emphasis is on resurrection.
但是他的重点是在于复活。
Everything was against the resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣。世界上好像每一件事情都是反对耶稣的复活。
A huge circular stone，
有一个在坟墓上一个很大的石头，
圆的。Much bigger than the normal，
比一般的墓前的那个石头太大。
According to the record，
照着圣经的记录告诉。
And seal of the Lord，
而且在这个门上有一个封条。
Hey。
盖一个章
，God's on the door，
有卫兵。
Well, we might say that's not too much。
我们说这个不是太多嘛。
But on that day, all the powers of darkness were mobilized to keep Jesus in the tomb。
你还要看见在这个之上。所有黑暗的势力的能力，在那一个时刻，想尽办法要把主耶稣封在这个石穴。
There was not the principality of power that was not mobilized。
在这个整个看不见的世界，任何的黑暗的势力都启动了。
There was not one single one of the hosts of wicked spirits not mobilized。
那一个邪灵没有被。来做这件事情。
It is not sensible to say that Satan himself was present.
甚至可以说撒旦亲自出马。
For upon the death of Jesus and keeping him dead, everything depended.
不但在十字架上便全是把他钉死了，现在耶稣在坟墓里。所有的势力要把它封在墓穴里。
So that is that helps us understand what the apostle is saying in those wonderful words in Ephesians chapter 9.
如果我们知道这一个背景的话，我们来读以弗所书第一章，你就知道这句话的宝贵在哪里。
He says, and what the exceeding greatness of his power to us all who believe.
十九节，你知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等的厚大。
According to the working of the strength of his might which he wrought in Christ.When he raised him from the dead，
就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。
That means dear brother, dear sister，
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，There is no such thing as impossibility，
就是在这个宇宙中没有任何事情对神来讲不可能。
There is nothing too hard for the Lord，
对主来讲。没有一件事情是太难的。
Exceeding greatness of his power is to us Lord who believe。
这一个能力是何等的浩大，乃是向着我们来的。
Pour it to you and pour it to me。
我们这么渺小，
不管你不管我是何等的渺小。However worthless you are。
不管你觉得你是多么的，
还会不会自杀呀？ Exceeding greatness of his power to you and to me.
这个所显现的大能大力是为着你来的，也是为着我来的。
The same power that brought Jesus out of the tomb.
这个大能大力乃是当年把主耶稣从坟墓里面复活的那一个。
It is the same power available to you and to me.
这个能力能够今天让你让我来信用。
Is it any wonder that the Apostle Paul prays, Lord, let the eyes of their hearts be enlightened?
难怪保罗在那里祷告说，神啊，求你开我们的里面的眼睛。
That they may know what is the hope of his calling.
让他们能够看见这个恩召有何等的指望。
And the riches of his inheritance.
在圣徒所得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
And exceeding greatness of his power to us for the believers.
这个能力所显的是何等的浩大。
You think you have a calling?
你想你有一个呼召？
Of course you have a calling.
当然你有一个
tremendous calling.
你有一个最大的呼召。
Do you know that the Lord has an inheritance in you?
主在你的身上有一份产业要给你。
He is not going to let go.
他不会随随便便就放弃了。
But the practical thing is whether there is power.
重点乃是在有没有这个能力。
If we don't have the exceeding greatness of his power, the enemy will see that we're trapped.
如果我们真的知道这个莫大的能力的话，我们就要相信神的仇敌要被打败。
He will make sure that there are so many insoluble problems, so many impossibilities, so many things which are immovable and invincible.
他要用各式各样的我们能够想象中不管看得见的看不见各样的难处来包围我们，让我们大倒。
You'll never get through.
让你出来。
Never.
永远出来。
Because you are a child of God.
因为你是神的儿女。
Named with the name of the Lord Jesus.
乃是称呼主名的神儿女。
Father has given you to his son.
父把你赐给他的儿子。
You are part of his son's inheritance.
你是那个神赐给他儿子的产业的一部分。
You say Satan is going to let you go.
你想撒旦会轻易放手就让你走了吗？
He knows you're saved.
他知道你的救赎。
He knows you've been delivered from the power of darkness.
他也知道你从黑暗中被释放
，and transferred to the kingdom of his dear son，
进入那个光明的国度。
But he is going to swirl unceasingly to bring unbelief into your heart。
因此，他就要不止境的继续不断的在你身上做工，让你不相信神的话。
By bringing you into impossible situations。
或者把你带到一个根本你认为不可能解决的困难里头
，Where the Lord seems to be a million million miles away，
让你感觉到神离开你好像几百万里之外
，And where the word itself seems to laugh at you，
好像这本圣经在向你发笑。
Unless you and I know the exceeding greatness of His power to us all。
除非你我能够认识这个何等大浩大的能力是针对你而来的。
We shall never come through.
你如果不知道这一点的话，你永远出不来。
Now again, brothers, listen.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，请听。
Read this.
好好的读这本。
That's on your knees. You can't do it here, but when you get alone.
你跪在主的面前思想这句话。
Get on your knees, read it.
跪在那里好好的读。
Let the Holy Spirit cause it to dawn.
让圣灵能够把这节圣经开启在你里头。
The exceeding greatness of His power to us all to believe, which He wrought in Christ raise him from the dead. Made him to sit at his right hand, listen, and gave and placed all things in subjection under his feet, and gave him, that is Jesus, to be head over all things to the church, which is his body.
这个能力 向我们显灵的这个莫大的能力，乃是把基督从死里复活，叫他坐在天上自己的右边，超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、统治的、一切有名的、今世的、来世的，都超过了，而且叫万有伏在他的脚下，叫他为教会做万事。
You've done it translate that. My prayer for the Lord. Now listen carefully.
Three
things. He has this exceeding greatness of God's power has taken Jesus out of the tomb.
这个大的能力把这位耶稣从坟墓里面释放出来。
And placed all things in subjection under his feet.
然后把一切所有的都伏在他的脚下。
Miracle, healing, sorrow. And merciful.
尼禄皇帝、斯大林、希特勒、毛泽东
or some of his mother,
或者对吗？撒旦胡生，撒旦胡生。Yes.
But Shah Hassan, I could go on. They're all under the feet of the Lord.
所以一切的人都在基督脚下。Under
the feet of the Lord Jesus.
在耶稣基督的脚下。
Because into his hands all authority of power has been given, in heaven and on earth.
无论在天上的、在地上的、在地底下，所有的权柄都赐给他了。
All in subjection under his feet.
都放在他的脚底。
The devil himself has the power of the Lord Jesus.
连撒旦本身都要拜倒在基督脚下。
And Jesus has been made head. Listen. Head over all things to the church.
耶稣基督被放在一切的元首的地位，做基督啊，做教会的元首。
Where is the body?
那么身体在哪里？
Where is the body?
身体在哪里？
Feet.
Head, 刚刚讲了脚跟脚底，也讲了头
，Has he got it?
那么剩下的，place all things in subjection
under his feet.
万有都要伏在他的脚下
，and gave him to be head over all things.
而且又把基督放在元首的地位
，to the church, which is his body.
这个教会是他身体，哎，有头有脚。
This means that you're saved.
这个意思就是说，你如果是神的，你是从神生的。
By God's sovereign ordaining, you are in Christ.
在神主宰的权柄中，你被放在基督里。
That means. Everything is under the feet of the Lord Jesus, and you are in Him, and He is in my head over everything. To the church, you are in Him.
基督是元首，万有是放在他的脚下，我们被又被神放在基督里。
What a problem we have with human language.
就会发现人的语言很难表达这一幅图画。
What a wonderful thing the Lord did with Abel.
我们的神当年在巴比塔做了一件了不得的事。
Yes, he did such a good work.
注意听。
Why does the apostle Paul pray that the eyes of your heart be enlightened?
为什么保罗为着我们祷告，求圣灵把我们心中的眼睛打开呢？
Not that you may know about this, but that you may know it.
保罗祷告并说让我们知道有关于这件事情，乃是让我们真的知道这件事。
This is to know him and the power of his resurrection。
这个知道乃是知道他耶稣基督的本身与他的大能。
Now let me say something else about these verses。
让我再用其他的圣经来支持这个点。
The exceeding greatness of his power was for who believed, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and made him to sit at his right hand, heart of all rule and authority and dominion.
这一个大莫大的能力是显在基督的身上，叫他从死里复活。坐在天上自己的右边，超过一切执政的掌权，有能的主治和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的都超过了。
我也是这也在这国家里，那就是 Where is the Lord Jesus now？
那么如果我现在问耶稣基督现在在哪里了
？He sits at the right hand of God。
你会说他就坐在父神宝座的右边。
他了他了，我说我看他了，这个他了，这是你的神。
超过一切执政掌权的，是吗
？And he's been given a name that is above every name，
他也被赐予超过万灵之上的名
，Isn't this so？
不是吗
？Of course it's so。
当然
，Not just wait，
但是
，The trouble is， someone put these letters into chapters and verses。
我们这个圣经，有人已经把它分成章与节。
Very helpful.
是对我们很多的帮助
and very
也给我们造成一些麻烦
because when it was written there were no chapters and verses
因为在原文的圣经里面是没有章与节的
and the apostle goes straight on by the Holy Spirit
这个作者就是照着圣灵的感动一直写下来
and you did he make alive when you were dead and your ancestors
were dead 他在我们人在这个过程中他叫我们活过来。
This is chapter 2，
这是二章一节。
Of Ephesians， and he says， and raised us up with him， made us alive together with Christ， raised us up together with him，
叫我们与他一同活过来。
And made us to sit with him in heavenly places，
又叫我们在天上与他一同坐在那。
Not in the future。
这个不是未来式
，no，
这是现在式。
We've been made alive together with
God， 我们已经与他一同活过来。
Raised up together with God，
我们与他一同从死里复活。
And made to sit together with Him，
然后他又把我们放在那里与他同坐。
You may not always feel it，
你可能不是常常感觉到。
But that's your position。
但是这是圣经告诉我们的地位。
I always remember a story that Mr. Sparks, Austin Sparks, told me many years ago.
好多年前，我记得史派克弟兄跟我说
，He was greatly helped by Dr. S.B. Meyer when he was a young man.
他自己是年轻人的时候，迈尔弟兄对他有很大的帮助。
And he went to have a consultation with Dr. Meyer at a time of emergency, at a problem.
有一天他就去找梅尔弟兄，有点交通，他需要他的帮助。
And he was ushered into the great man's study.
所以人家就带他到他的书房。
But and was told, please wait, Dr. Meyer has come.
然后就你请你等一等啊，他马上就来。
And then looking up from the night, he was looking around, as we all do when we're with somebody else's study. He was looking around to see everything.
所以他在那里等的时候，像每一人进到别人的房间，总是看看东看西看。
And he saw a little plaque of wood and letters in gold。
他就看到一个木刻，上面有这个字是金字。
Look down，
那个字写向下看。
So when Dr. Meyer came in。
所以当梅尔弟兄进来
，He noticed that Mr. Sparks was transfixed by the little wooden thing with these words。
他就发现这个年轻人就忘了那个两个字。
And Mr. Sparks 当时你说我的 doctorate 可以把它很细节录给你。
后来他知道梅尔医生正在看他。
And he said, shouldn't that be looked up?
这个说像错了，应该说向上看，不是向下看。
And Dr. Meyer said, it is all a question of your position.
就是看你站在什么位置。
If you're seated with Christ in heavenly places, look down.
如果你今天属于他，低头坐在天上，当然是向上。
If you're under the cloud of a field, you can't get out of your car.
如果你今天你的动脉压的半死在下面，那就向上看。
May you sit with Christ in heavenly places。
但是现在圣经告诉我们，我们是与他一同坐在天上。
Now just wait, I want to come back to this marvelous thing that I may know him and the power of his resurrection。
等一等，我要回来再解释。
Resurrection implies the dead。
每次圣经讲到复活，一定跟死有关。
That's why the Spirit of God did not inspire Paul to say and that I may know the power of his life.
这就是圣灵没有叫保罗写要认识基督有关于他的大能。
He said the power of his life.
他才是说到复活的大能。
Resurrection implies death.
因为复活跟死拉在一起。
Now we make a discovery.
我们就发现
a tremendous discovery.
一个很大的发现。
When the Lord is praying his turn,
当耶稣谢他的夫人
he means to make 100% sure.
他要让他100%有保障
that everything is on him.
每一件事情都是关于他
but we all have the ability to bring a lot more in.
我们就有一个本事，还把其他的东西也带进来。
So the Lord brings us into death-filled situation.
所以主就把我们有意的带到死亡的境界。
Not much,
不止一次。
Not one,
不止两次。
But again, and again, and again.
而是一而再，再而三的碰到。
Every work, true work of the Lord, will come to a place where everything is over.
每一个神的工作总是让我们来到一个叫我们一筹莫展的地步
where there is no way through
没有任何方法有出路
it is all death
能把我们带到死亡的绝路上
so that the life may you God
这样我们能看到这个复活的生命能够表现。
Oh, you say, I think you're getting into dangerous waters.
你是不是把我们带到危险的水里面去了？
Is it really so?
真是这样吗？
What you say?
你说的真是这样吗？
All right. This is a bit. A letter of Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 1.
哥林多后书一章。
Verse 8 and 9.
八节到九节。
We would not have you ignorant, brethren, concerning our affliction which befelleth the nation, that we were weighed down exceedingly beyond our power, insomuch that we despaired even of life. Yea, we ourselves have had the sentence of death within ourselves, that we should not trust.In ourselves, but in God who raises the dead.
一章八节，弟兄们，我们不要你们不晓得，我们从前在亚细亚遭遇苦难，被压太重，力不能胜，甚至连活命的指望都绝了，自己心里也是断定是必死的，叫我们不靠自己，只靠叫死人复活的神。
Here it is. If you read the next verses, it becomes even clearer.
第十节就更清楚。
You see, God was going to do such a work through the Apostle Paul.
神要在他的仆人保罗身上做这个深入的功课。
But the Lord was jealous.
我们的神是嫉妒的神。
That the whole work should be pure.
他要他工作100%的纯洁。
Out of resurrection.
乃是从复活里面来。
All the energy of the flesh.
所有人的肉体。 全部进到死亡里头去。
Look into the history of the church.
我们来看教会的历史。
And you will see this again and again and again.
你能够看到这样的历史层出不穷。
When everything was most dead.
当所有它的环境都是死亡的时候。
God took hold. Of a monk.
神就找到一个, monk.
A monk.
We are going to put this monk.
就是一个教士。A monk. The last place we would look.
我们从人的观点, 谁会找一个教士呢? 修士。
The last place we would look.
这是我们不会平常人不会去找的。 天主教的修士。
And he went and nailed a little piece of paper on the door of a parish church.
这个天主教的修士，神就感动他，拿了一张纸。
就贴在这个教堂的门口。从那一天开始，好像所有的这些事情就开始进入一个崭新的生命境界。那个时候，所有名的人物，像斯威里这些有名的教士，基督教的运动的改教者。
一个接一个的出来。罗马教堂想要用各样的方法来把这些人打垮，明白吗？
When everything was most terrible and hopeless in Britain,
在英国也是一样，好像从表面来看，各个方面都失去任何的盼望。
God took hold of a son of a publican.
这个神就找到了这一个儿子，就是这个一个旅馆的儿子，老板的儿子，管旅馆的儿子。
This man had a cast in his eye. One eye looked up there and one eye over there.
那个人的眼睛另外还是有焦距的，是散，一看的那个太累。His name was George Whitfield.
The whole of Britain upside down.
与英国本土翻了一番。
God took hold of a man in the University of Oxford who was as dry as dry.
然后神又在这个英国的这个大学里头找到一个非常没有什么了不起的一个普通人。
He was a legalist.
这个人是一个非常注重律法主义者。
No wonder they called them naturalists.
后来有人称这些人叫做群里混。
But it turned the world upside down when God got into that man's heart.
但是当神进入这样这个弟兄的里面，就把当时的社会整个翻过来。
Power of his resurrection.
这里就是证明 这个叫做复活的大爱。
I could spend the whole evening telling the story. Keep my story.
我可以整晚上跟你们举这样的例子，一个接一个。
Coming into impossibility.
就是神把我们带到一个不可能的环
境。And then God doing the impossible move.
然后神就做了一个人不能做的不可能的工作。
I think of C.C. Stout, through whose life I came to know the Lord Jesus.
我就想到沙德弟兄也是这个样子。
When he got called to China,
当他第一次蒙召去中国
，then he went to England and then he ended up in Africa.
后来又蒙召到印度，最后他蒙召到
美国。
他的身体很糟糕。
The doctor said, "You." He's been a sports.
他以前是一个很有名的曲棍球。
Very much.
很有名。
But the doctor said, "You go to China."
刚刚说他们到去中国，这个医生看看他算了。
You're a museum of disease.
你是这个所有病的展览馆。
And God took that man.And there were tens of thousands who came to the Lord through that one man.
自从神得着这个弟兄之后，有千万人经过他得救。
You want me to go on? The power of his resurrection.
那就是好多例
子。I think of Mary Slessor.
这个 Slessor 这姐妹
who was so afraid of men.
这个姐妹上来很怕男人。
That she would never look
through. 她连看都不敢看。
Always down.
就是看上。或者看上。
And when she used to speak on a platform and there was a man in the presence, she would look at the wall.
如果她跟一群人讲话，又发现有一个男人的话，她马上对着墙讲话。
She was so nervous that when a horse and cab came by, she went into a shop door.
如果他路上走路有一个马车过来，让他躲到了店里面去。
And God called her to West Africa.
但是有一天神呼召他去西非。
The one of the worst areas of West Africa.
是非洲最黑暗的一个地方。
Filled with disease.
是有各式各样的疾病。
She went out alone into the bush.
她一个人就进到那一个。
Because it was an idea amongst the people that twins were a curse.
在那个地方的人民相信，只要你生了一个双胞胎，就是从神来的咒语。
So as soon as they were born, they were thrown out to be eaten by wild animals.
所以在那个部落里头，每次有双胞胎生出来的时候，马上丢到森林里面去给野兽吃。
She walked alone.
这个姐妹就一个人。
With one animal, listening to a baby's cry.
他就在这样的森林里面来寻找这些被遗弃的双胞胎，他就一个一个把这些救回来。
Perhaps the most amazing thing was when, after many years,
到了好多年之后
，and a whole church of God had come into being，
那里就有了一个教神的教会。
All the unsaved Paramount chiefs came together to have a power.
在那个地方，所有部落的酋长有一天通通聚到这一个教堂里面来。
Began at 10 in the morning.
从早上十点钟开始。
She sat at the end of it.
她就坐在那个房子的后面打毛线。
This lady who couldn't even look at the man.
她根本不敢看那些男人。
They were only in tears of pain, nothing else.
这些酋长呢，都是整天戴着羽毛啊，画的很。
When they come on the paper sunset.She knew they were not going to agree.
他知道这些部落酋长没有谈拢他们的合约。
She put her knitting down.
他就把他的毛线放在那。
And she went down.
他就走跑过来。
Every one of the big chiefs, she boxed their ears.
然后他就用手把他们两个耳朵打一下。
And they signed the peace treaty.
打完以后，各个乖乖的签。合约
Don't think we had such women today. They
died
in the peace treaty. That's what until 1963 from 1700 and in.
从1760年一直到1930年，这个合约能够保持上百年之久。
God said to her an extraordinary word when she was a girl.
当她是一个小女孩，一个年轻女孩的时候，
天生不丽，所大的国度。
神对她说过这句话，君王与皇后会向你下拜。
When the queen of England visited, Calabar, that area, yeah.
有一年，英国女王去这个西非去访问。
She asked to go to the grave of Mary Celeste.
这个女王就去找这一个当年在这里做宣道的这一个姐妹。
And on television, I saw an amazing scene.
在电视上我就看到这个镜头。
The Queen curtsies to nobody.
女王从来不向任何的人敬礼。
She curtsies.
在那一天，她来到这个姐妹的坟墓前，女王破天荒第一次看到她向这个姐妹这个就是所谓的。
没有
一个人能够想到，这样的一个软弱的姐妹，有一天在神可以用她。做她做的这个工作。
But we could draw on and on.
这样的例子可以举得很多。
All I want to say is the overcoming life of the Lord Jesus.That's the power of His resurrection.
Jesus Christ's life is this one who overcomes death.
Everything
is
in His life.
Everything is in His life.
Everything. I must leave this matter. I'd love to talk longer.
I want to continue talking.
I think of Romans chapter 8 and verse 11 that says, If the spirit of him who raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Jesus from the dead can also quicken your mortal body.
罗马书八章十一节，然而叫耶稣从死里复活的灵，若住在你的心里，那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的，也必借着住在你的心里的圣灵。使你们病死的身体又活过来。
Every servant of God will come into an impossible situation.
每一位神的仆人总有被带到一个完全不可能的情况里头。
And it is the power of His resurrection.
那个时候就是看见这一个复活大能。
This is power of His resurrection. This resurrection life.
这一个复活的生命能够把我们带进荣耀。
It can do,
这是唯一生命要做的，这个大能要做的事。
Let us leave this and go on to my other point.
现在来到第二点。
Knowing him and the fellowship
of his suffering. 就是晓得他。一同交通与他的苦难
，Is this the aches and pains that we feel as believers？
这也是您的意思，是不是指着我们每天生活，不是这里痛，是那里痛，是痛的意思
？I know people who have always said, my cross is my migraine, my cross is my rheumatism。
我常常听到弟兄姊妹说到，我这个。偏头痛就是我的十字架，我的脊椎痛也是我的十字架。
But I thought I know the Lord Jesus didn't have these aches and pains.
据我所知，耶稣身上没有这些痛的问题。
He was without sin.
因为他没有罪。
And therefore even his body did not know God.
所以他的身体不见朽坏。
So this fellowship of his suffering.
所以这里讲到交通与他的
share of his suffering
与他一同受苦
What is it?
是指什么时候
Difficult circumstances
是不是指到困难的情况呢
Difficult situation
困难的这些问题呢
The many little tribulations that we experience
或者我们所碰到的这些灾难
It is absolutely true that the Lord Jesus said in John 16 and verse 33, in the world you shall have tribulation.
加福音16章33节说, 在世上你们有苦难,
in him we have
peace. 但在我里面有平安,
but in the world,
在世上有苦难,
and the Apostle Paul, as it is recorded in Acts 14, verse 22, said, through many tribulations we enter the kingdom of God.
使徒行传14章22节说, 进入神的国要经过许多的困难,
and I could quote many others.
还有很多的圣经,
but isn't this fellowship of his sufferings eternal?
是不是保罗这里说的, 和他一同受苦应该比我们刚刚讲的更深吧?
In the Hebrew letter chapter 5,
希伯来书5章,
verse 8 and 9,
8节9节,
it says, though he, Jesus, was a son, yet learned obedience by the things which he suffered, and having been made perfect, he became unto all men that obeyed him the author of eternal salvation.
5章8节到9节，他虽然是儿，还是因所受的苦难学了顺从。他既得以完全，就为凡顺从他的人，成了永远得救的根源。So
even the Lord Jesus, who was without sin, yet he suffered many things to bring him to maturity as a man. As a man.
即使我们的主耶稣基督是无罪的，他都需要站在人的地位上来经历许多的苦难，学一个功课，叫做顺从。Is
that the fellowship of his suffering?
这是不是保罗在这里所说的，交通于他的苦难？Do
you not think it even deeper than that?
这个意思是不是更深？
We suffer very much from the discipline of the Holy Spirit in time.
我们常常所说的受苦是受到圣灵的管教,
but this is the only way it can help us.
但是你不要忘记这是管教我,
and the only way you and I can come to spiritual maturity.
除非经过圣灵的管教, 我们没有办法在属灵的生命上成熟,
but is that the fellowship of his suffering?
那么这个是不是讲到保罗这里所说的交通于他的苦难呢?
If you turn to Colossians chapter 1 and verse 24, you have one of the most mysterious statements in the word of God.
如果你翻开哥罗西书1章24节，有一句话是很奥秘性的。
Because it says, now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and fill up on my part in my flesh that putting flat
would be a grace and surprise.
It must mean that our Lord has left a certain amount of affliction into which you and I can boldly come.
换言之，这些话告诉我们，在神的安排里头。 他把有一个部分的受苦留给他的儿女，让我们自动的愿意来学习交通于基督的患难。We
can have no part in the atoning work of the Lord Jesus. That is unique to him.
耶稣基督为救赎我们的那一个苦难是。 基督独有的，我们没有份。But
in the travail for the building of the church, there we are called.
但是为了教会的产生，我们有一个叫做生产之难。这件事情，我们被呼召来有份于基督的产难。For
the travail for precious souls to come to the Lord. There we are called.
为了一个人的灵魂的得救，需要有人付出生产之难的痛苦。
That individual believers may become, may grow up in the Lord.
一个蒙恩得救的儿女，从一个婴孩长大成人，需要有人受苦。
For that talent we are called.
为了这一类的受苦，我们被呼召。
And the Lord has left something in the fellowship of his suffering.
这个就是指着其交通于他的苦难的那个部分。
Where are the believers who are prepared to travel?
今天有这些愿意于交通于苦苦难的基督徒在哪里啊？
It is no wonder that our meetings are double and heavy.
难怪今天我们的聚会是这样沉闷，这样的没有生气。
It is no wonder that in many cases.We are becoming third, fourth generation.
难怪今天几个基督徒变成第三代、第四代的基督徒。
With all the affluence,
物质很丰富。
And all the bitterness just simply to take it easy.
我们今天过一个非常安逸的生活。
Where is the time?
今天与主一同受苦的基督徒在哪里
？Travel for the church.
为着教会受苦，为着心腹受苦，为着福音受惨难之苦，为以色列受惨难之苦。这些苦难都表现在基督的心里。
The Apostle Paul said in Galatians 4, verse 19, My little children, of whom I am again a child of the Christ be fully born.
保罗在加拉太书四章十七十九节说：“小子啊，为你们再受生产之苦，直到基督成形在你们心里。”
In the Greek, he uses such a strong term, the agony of childbirth.
原文这里的意思呢，是说到一个妈妈生孩子的惨难之苦。
Where is the experience of this?
今天这样的经历在哪里看得见呢？
We should all be growing up in the Lord, and because we are maturing in the Lord, we should be able, the Holy Spirit should be able to conceive burdens in us.
今天一个在主里成长的基督徒应该接受圣灵把这样的一个负担放在我们里面。
We can talk and talk and talk about the church.
我们可以一直在那里讲教会来讲教会去，这个那。
We can teach and teach and teach about the church.
我们可以讲了再讲，教了再教。
But in the end, it's the trial of men and women.
但是终究只有找到这些接受惨难的弟兄或姐妹
filling up what is left what is left over of the afflictions of God
补满基督患难的缺陷
sleepless nights burdened days
不眠之夜重担的白天。
Well, dear friends, our time has gone, but oh, I wish I could talk more about this.
可惜时间已经过去了，我还有许多要说的话。
There is a pattern of the Spirit of God which brings the burden of the Master into the heart of the believer.
圣灵今天要把主人心里面的那个说不出的痛苦能够带到他儿女们的里头的心里。
The Lord never forces from you this fellowship of his son.
这一个晓得和他一同受苦的这件事情，神从来没有强迫任何一个人。
I would never advise you to ask for it.
我也不建议任何一个人来为这个祷告。
But I would challenge you to be committed to the Lord.
但是我要向你挑战，你愿意把自己交给我？
我去参加这
个，这是合理的负担。
Well, finally,
最后一
their sinful ways, becoming conformed to His death.
效仿他的性格，some of the most learned say being conformed to his death，有的英文翻译成是一个正在进行的一个时态。
I think becoming conformed is actually better.
让我们正在效仿变成他的形象，死的形象。
How unconformed to his death we are.
我们在这一点上是何等的不像那个样子。
What does it mean?
什么意思叫效法他的死？
What does it mean?
到底是什么意思？
Becoming conformed to his death.
让我们磨成他死的形状。
I think the best way to explain it is this.
我想这个意思。
That you live on the principle of power.
就是你 活在这个加略山的原则上。
No way to know the power of this resurrection if you're not prepared to die.
你没有办法知道他复活的大能，如果你心理上从来没预备过要死。
No way to enter the fellowship of this suffering unless you're prepared to die.
你也根本不可能来交付你他的苦难，除非你愿意死。
这个就可以试验出我们的信心。Being become conformed，效法他的死。What is this principle of
Calvary？这个加略山的原则什么意思？
There must be death for us.